Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
We will help you keep it running, and the help we get from Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan is back with us in studio. Good to see you again, my friend.
Well, good to be here.
You were away for a while, but now you're back.
Grandma's birthday last week.
How was that?
That was fun. Not everybody turns 90. That's a big deal.
And still is very alert.
She is.
Driving.
Yes. That was her big deal. She was able to renew her driver's license on the week before her 90th birthday, so she's good for another 5 years.
That's good.
I'm not sure how I'd feel in a big town, but in a small town like Walnut Grove, she does just fine with it. And she's conservative enough. When she's not comfortable anymore, then she'll stop.
So far
on a sunny day and no snow and no weather and the sun is out bright, she'll be glad to still drive over to Tracy and get her hair done.
She's smart.
Good for her.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of driving, if you have a car care question, the folks are calling in already as we speak. And if you do have a phone call or a text, we'll take text messages. The phone number, if you want to talk to Dan, is 651-989-9226. Text is 81807, 81807. You and I were talking a little bit off air about Tony's car, his truck, actually. And we've talked about this before, because if you've had tires on a vehicle, and let's say you don't drive that much, like in Tony's case, tires get old anyway, don't they?
They do. Yeah, the exterior layer rots, and it, like any rubber.
Like running shoes.
Right. It gets hard, and it cracks, and time will absolutely destroy tires. And especially, and also if they sit, they'll get kind of flattened out on the bottom too.
On the bottom,
So we've said it before, but cars are made to be driven, and when they sit, it's hard on them. So time gets them as much as the mileage.
651-989-9226. We're going to get as many calls and text messages as we can. Now, keep in mind, Dan will be here till 7:45 or so. So don't wait if you want to talk to this ASC certified technician about your vehicle. Do that now. 651-989-9226. Dan, let's go to Rusty, who's calling from Andover. Rusty, you're on with Dan.
Well, thank you, Denny. How you doing?
Oh, good, Rusty. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
You got a car issue or what? Something we can help you with?
Well, of course. I could have called the socialized, but actually I do have a car.
Okay, good.
2004 Cadillac. And when I get about a quarter of a tank of gas in it, when it goes down to a quarter of a tank, the gas gauge fluctuates all the way from empty up to full, then back down. And I've never not put any gas in it.
It's probably the gauge in the car that's most common, the gauge in the dash. That's the most common failure that will cause that. But that's easy for your shop to diagnose, because we can hook up our scan tool, our computer, to your car, and read what the sending unit in the tank is doing. And if the gauge on the dash is bouncing all over, and if the sending unit in the tank is consistent, then I know that the gauge is getting the correct information, but it's not reading it correctly. So anyway, the repair process will most commonly be to take that instrument panel apart, remove it from the car, send it out, have repairs done on it, have it rebuilt, put it back in the car, and you'll be back in business.
Wonderful.
I guess, Rusty, you probably won't be doing this job yourself.
You know me too well.
All right. Rusty, great to hear from you.
Thank you.
All right.
And have a great day. Great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for calling. Good to hear from you. There's an old friend of mine that I actually went to grade school with. Can you believe that?
Wow.
We're still up and breathing.
They have back in the one-room schoolhouse.
Right. Yeah, they had multiple classes back then. Anyway, thank you, Rusty. Good to hear from you. Rusty leaves that line open at 651-989-9226 or send a text at 81807, 81807. Steve, we just lost Steve in Maple Lake. Tell you what, Dennis, we need to take a break anyway, shall we? Bill, you're going to be next. Text number 81807. We're going to pick up on all of those when we come back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
57 is our Twin City temperature reading. We're in the midst of CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here with Dan Burns, who is from Lloyd's Automotive, which is located on beautiful Grand Avenue.
We got technical problems here this morning, huh? We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, right between Lexington and Victoria.
When's Grand Old Day? Is that coming up, isn't
it? Must be next weekend. It's always the first weekend in June.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah,
there you go.
That would be next weekend.
How do we get in touch with you guys?
That's kind of the kickoff of summer, isn't it?
It kind of is.
Yeah. Well, you can find us on our fancy new website at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-I-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. You'll see pictures of the shop and of the guys and a list of all the things that we do.
I got to check that out.
Yeah, you should check that out. But anyway, or come on over. We're at 982 Grand Avenue, as I said, or you can give us a call. We're not there today. We always close Saturday on the long holiday weekends. But on Tuesday, you can give us a call at 651-228-1316.
Very good. Texter says this, Dan, an 05 Honda Accord, 230,000 miles on it, rattles in the rear at low speeds and turns. The mechanic is stumped. Any ideas?
Well, rattles are tricky. Yeah. I mean, they're hard to you know, it's hard to duplicate it in the bay. You can't raise the car up because then, of course, everything changes and it won't rattle. So they're hard. Oftentimes rattles take a couple of us. You know, we've done crazy things like sit in the back seat and when you have it out on the drive, you get two or three guys out there rocking the car back and forth and one guy laying underneath it. But rattles are tricky to chase, but I don't think I've ever had one that we weren't able to find if we were able to spend the time on. So right. I think if you're not having good luck with who's looking at it, and of course I can't make a recommendation without hearing it.
Sure.
But if you're not having good luck, you probably should just try, get another opinion, and sometimes a new set of eyes makes a big difference.
Very good. Back to the phones we go. Bill is on the line waiting for a question. Go ahead, Bill. Thank you.
Good morning, Danny and Dan. Thanks for taking my call once again.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, I've got a question. It's a problem which I think anybody that does a lot of four-wheeling in the mud probably understands where I'm coming from, but I got stuck in my yard. I got 5 acres, and I got stuck with my F-150 all the way down to the frame, and we got it out. I drove it into Pine City. The front end just shook really bad. I tried to spray all the mud off the outside of the wheels, and I tried to get everything inside. I still got vibration about 65 miles an hour. How can I get all that mud out of there without removing all four of the tires?
Well, that's maybe where you're going to end up. We, of course, would put it up on the hoist and, you know, get the hose under there and rinse it out. But to to do that laying on your back is a mess and a challenge. But that's what we would have to do. I think maybe if you're trying to do it yourself in your driveway, maybe the easiest thing would be to actually just take the wheels off. Time will solve it if you get enough time, and if you just keep working at it, you know, the mud will get out of there. But that's absolutely what's wrong with it. You got stuck in the mud, and the mud settled, you know, when you got out, the mud settled to the bottom of the wheel and got hard. And now when you're going down the road, of course, the tire's way out of balance. You know, that's another thing I was just saying, thinking you could do is, if you didn't want to do it yourself, you could take it into your local shop and ask them to balance the four tires. And of course, in order to be able to balance the four tires, they're going to have to clean the mud off.
Oh,
and
okay.
We have that actually quite often.
Do you really?
That's people's solution to it. So that doesn't cost a lot, and maybe that's a good idea. Maybe that would take care of it for you.
Okay, very good, Bill. Thank you. Let's see. Texter says this 2009 Lincoln MKZ, whenever it's extremely cold or extreme heat temps, I hear a squeaking noise when you go over bumps and things of the kind. Will this have something to do with shocks or struts? It says continuing, when I turn the wheel left or right, it's kind of like rubbing your finger across a blown up latex balloon.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, it's probably not a shock or strut. It's more likely either the plate on top of the strut, the upper strut plate, the strut mount, that will oftentimes make noise. Or if you have a component, one of the steering components, a tie rod or a ball joint or one of those where all the grease has leaked out, they don't put grease zerks in most cars anymore to relubricate them. So the grease is all gone and it's gotten rusty in there, and of course that'll make noise. But so it's and then that's actually probably something that you want to get checked, because if it is one of the steering components that's wearing out or that's dry, that could be getting dangerous and would need to be replaced.
So go for it.
Yeah, get that checked.
Let's go back to the phones, Dan. Eric is calling from St. Cloud with a question. Thanks, Eric. What is your question?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I have a 2007 Buick Rendezvous, high miles, 240,000. It's got no power, and it's really sucking down some fuel. I was told it might be a catalytic converter. Is that something that a guy can do in his garage? Or?
Well, probably not. Yes, I mean, you certainly could if it was just a matter of unbolting it and bolting it back in. But because it's been on the car for a long time, it's not going to be that simple. And, you know, bolts will probably have to be heated up to get them off. Oftentimes, you don't want to break one of the bolts that you're taking off, because that just makes the problem way bigger and way worse. That sounds like it could actually be a good diagnosis. If the converter has started to melt down, the air is not flowing through it properly, and it's actually got the exhaust plugged. And of course, if I can't get air out of the engine, then I can't get air into the engine, and I'm not going to have any power. So it sounds like a good diagnosis, but I think that you probably are going to want to bring that in and get some help to get that replaced.
And you've told us before that replacing a catalytic converter can be kind of costly.
You know, it can be, but I would recommend probably one of the exhaust, you know, shops that specialize in that, because you can get a much less expensive aftermarket one that will do the job, but won't cost a bundle. And
unless
also
you got a high mileage vehicle.
Well, and also if they can't get it apart, buy it. They'll cut the pipes, and they'll you know, take some shortcuts to not address the flange that's going to break and cause a problem. So, no, I think I would, you know, especially with that many miles on it, I would probably recommend an aftermarket one that's less expensive.
All right, Eric, there you go. Thanks for the call. We have to take a break. We have more show to come. Keep in mind, Dan will be here till about 7:45. So if you do have a car care question, call it in as soon as you can or send a text. And we'll pick up on both of those when we come back from the break.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. We're around every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour, welcoming your calls or text messages for Dan Burns, who is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. We'll get you that phone number before Dan leaves us. We have text messages and callers too. I'll tell you what, Russell in Bloomington is on the line. Let's see what Russell has to say. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning. What do you recommend? I have a 2015 Ford Fusion. What do you recommend as far as polishing, waxing for these newer finishes? I'm so old that I remember when you used to have to do it three times a year with Simonize, but obviously they've changed.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's a good question, and that is my advice, is more is better. My solution, personally, and lots of people have different solutions. You know, there's all sorts of things out there where they can use clay on them to clean them, and then use a polish, or use a wax or a polish and then a wax. And, you know, you can spend the whole weekend doing it if you want
to.
My solution, however, has been to find the product that is the easiest to use. In other words, one that goes on and off real easily, and then do it more often. And I find that to work best for me.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's just too much work.
And it is a lot.
And then you know more than get done, and the dust flies a little bit.
That's
and
right.
it's so frustrating. So if I've worked on it too long, I'm too upset when it doesn't stay clean. And as far as a brand, I don't have one. I kind of switch around. I try different things.
So many products.
There are so many products right now. But it was funny because my neighbor, who just got a new black car, and he, you know, searched the web for the right polish to use on a black car, and he came up with something, and he was satisfied with it. But you know, that's an idea of where you can look to, is just to do a search and find out where people have had success with different products.
Sometime I'm going to try the clay thing, the clay bars.
Yeah. Well, my son-in-law has a fancy sports car, and he does that. You know, it's a bright blue car, and boy, when it's done, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But my car is too big. It's too much work.
It takes days to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Russell, go for it. There's so many products out there that you can't really
to directly answer your question, I would say find one that's easy and do it often. I think that's the best way.
Very good. Thanks, Russell. You might wait a couple days till after the showers, however. Let's see. Well, text messages. I have a 1977 Pontiac Firebird with completely rebuilt 400 cubic inch engine that I've only put 50 miles on. It seems to be running pretty hot, like 230, according to the temp gauge. Any ideas there?
Well, that doesn't surprise me. They're notorious, those old big blocks, for running hot. And a couple of things that you can try, or one thing that I would try, is that when you're actually running the car, and when it starts to get up to that hot end, turn on the heater. And I know that sounds silly. Why turn on the heater? Well, by turning on the heater, what you're adding is more radiator, more capacity to the radiator, because really all a heater core is a small radiator. And if that makes a difference, then you know that the car doesn't have enough capacity to cool. And a couple things, it either could be that, you know, it's just too much engine for what the car was designed for. And if that's the case, maybe you'll have to figure out a way to get a bigger radiator in there, or you can get a thicker radiator that will add more capacity. Another thing that I've seen guys do is add a second electric cooling fan. So in other words, you've got a mechanical fan that's working on that car. People will put an electric one in as an add-on, and that'll make it stay cooler. So you'll just have to figure out which trick works for you, but that's a couple ideas, either a thicker radiator or a additional cooling fan.
Okay.
Might make a difference.
I was thinking about your advice and what you guys do at Lloyd's. When I see the things blowing through the air like the cottonwood, as the things blow into our radiators of our vehicles.
Right.
What is the process? What do you do at Lloyd's? I know you use a kind of a hose.
Yeah, we did. That's exactly what we do. It's just a garden hose and rinse it. It's best if you can get at it from the backside of the radiator and rinse it forward. And then, you know, rinse it with air and then blow it out with compressed air and clean all of that debris out of there. Is the right thing to do. And you'll find that if you do that on any car, it makes the car run cooler, which is a good thing. And it also, you'll find that your air conditioning works better because in order for the air conditioning to work properly, the condenser up in front needs to remain clean of debris and needs a lot of air flowing through it for the air conditioner to stay efficient in hot weather.
So explain that again. If I open the hood and I can fit the garden hose down behind the radiator.
Between the engine block and the radiator. And, of course, there's going to be an electric cooling fan in your way, so you got to kind of maneuver around that. But if you can just run water through all that and then go the other way too, you know, rinse it both directions, wherever you can see radiator, get water in there.
Okay.
And you won't hurt anything. It's made to be out in the water and in the weather. But just rinsing all of that out of there makes a big difference with the ability for the car to cool.
May try to do that today.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact. All right, here's a texter, Dan, says a 2005 Highlander, the ABS and brake light appeared after I parked it, and the shift lever would not operate unless I pushed in a button near the shift lever.
Well, I think that sounds like two different problems to me. The fact that the car's not shifting, It's built with an interlock system. In other words, if you don't have your foot on the brake, you can't shift the car. The car won't allow it. So if your brake lights are not working, if the brake light switch is not working, then you're not going to be able to shift the car. So that would be the place to start with that, would be to see if you have somebody help you put your foot on the brake. And if the brake lights are not lighting up when you have your foot on the brake, then it's not going to shift either. So and then it would probably need a new brake light switch. As far as the ABS light, you're going to have to get some help on that because that's going to take some analysis. You'll need a scan tool to see if one of the sensors aren't working right or to see if there's a code stored in the computer system that they can extract and get some direction on what to do to repair that ABS system. But I think if they happen at the same time, I'm sure it's a coincidence, but I think they're two different problems.
Two different issues.
Yep.
A texter says, my iPhone 7 will not stay paired with my 2014 Ford. Is it a Ford issue or a phone issue?
That's not my strong suit.
That's,
I warn
it
you.
Is, yeah.
That's where I go in and get one of the younger guys at my shop and say, help me with this. But I'll tell you one thing is I know iPhone 7, the 7 has had some trouble with regards to that sort of stuff. So I would start there. With the iPhone, and you know, take it in, and those guys that work at those phone stores are really helpful usually.
Yeah.
And if you just ask them where you got the phone, they probably know all about that, and they'll tell you what to do. So, like my wife was having trouble, and the solution was to adjust something in the phone that switched it from roaming or something like that, so that it didn't switch towers as quickly. As she was moving about, and that made for way better reception.
Interesting.
So something like that. But I would bet the problem is in
the phone.
The phone,
yeah. Versus that.
Right.
Right. Here's a texter that says, hi, Dan. What's your personal preference regarding synthetic oil for a new Toyota Highlander?
Synthetic oil.
That's probably what they use.
That's
anyway,
the right answer.
Right?
Yeah, they're going to ask for a 0-20 oil, and I've never seen that in anything other than synthetic. And we've talked about synthetic. It's a little bit questionable, or the advertising of synthetic oil is not very perfect. And so I think that if you just follow the manufacturer's recommendation, and they'll give you a grade of oil that they want you to use and a weight of oil that they want you to use, and as long as you fit in those parameters, and it'll say it right on the bottle, use that and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I was always amazed when I first heard about 0-20.
Yeah, it's like putting something as thin as water in there. And the oil has gotten so good, the technology has gotten so good on it that they're able to let it be that thin. And when it's that thin, it there's less resistance in the engine and it gets better gas mileage. So that's the purpose of it all, to run oil that thin. But it works, and I've watched it work. I watch cars with a lot of miles that... run on that oil, and it's just fine. So.
And you mentioned, too, and before you go, about, as well, we're talking about oil changes, about filters. I mean, there are differences in oil filters, too, right?
Well, there are differences in oil filters, and sometimes when I take the oil filter off of a car, I'm disappointed in how tiny, small it is, because it's like, I can just see that physically it's not going to do the job like I want it to. So that's why I don't like running an oil filter, especially those little tiny ones, as many miles as the manufacturer recommends, because I think the filter gets dirty.
Faster.
And when it gets dirty, the filter's designed to just bypass, so you'll never know anything's different other than the fact that the filter's not working, not doing its job anymore. The oil's just flowing through it without being filtered properly.
How do we get a hold of you guys at Lloyd's Automotive?
Well, on Tuesday, you can give us a call at 651-228-1316. You can come over next week like you're going to.
Yeah, we're
going to
come over.
At 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Or you can find us on our web at lloydsautomotive.net. L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net.
Tell the boys I'll be bringing donuts.
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
All right, Dan, thanks.
Thank you.
Very much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.